Woodstock Fringe is presenting Greater Tuna at the Birdcliff Theater in Woodstock, New York, opening tonight and running through September 8th. We will meet Arles Struby, Thurston Wheelis, Aunt Pearl, Petey Fisk, Phineas Bly, and Reverend Spikes. Just some of the upstanding citizens of Tuna, the third smallest town in Texas, where the Lions Club is too liberal and Patsy Cline never dies. The eclectic band of 22 citizens that make up this town are portrayed by two actors, David Smilo and Wallace Norman, making the satire on life in rural America even more delightful as they depict all of the inhabitants of Tuna, men, women, children, and yes, even the animals. Directed by Shelley Wyand, Greater Tuna is a love letter to small-town mores, qualities, and quirks. It takes us through a typical day in the life of Tuna and its most whimsical denizens. It is a great pleasure to welcome Shelley Wyand, the director and actor and the head of Woodstock Fringe, Wallace Norman.
The instigator.
The instigator. it's a great pleasure to have you both back. Thank you very much for being here.
It's our always pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Joe.
So last time you were here, I believe, was for Brother's Keeper.
That's
correct. And how did that go? How did that end up going?
Great.
Fabulous.
Really great.
We had great turnout and received a lot of love for the work we did.
And Wallace was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Also, again, playing a lot of characters.
Correct. But only one costume.
The next play I do, I hope I'll just have one character.
One voice in your head. Yeah.
Maybe only
one costume.
Oh, this
is fun, though. This is fun. And I get to work with a great David Smilo. I mean, and that's how this whole thing got started. I wanted to find something to do with David. I've known his work for a long time. And I said, yeah, I want to work with this man. And we started to get together and read plays. And I stumbled upon Greater Tuna, which I knew about from my Summerstock days years and years ago, and I thought, and David is such a wonderful comic actor, I said, oh, I want to get on a stage with him.
They're wonderful together. They're absolutely wonderful together. They love each other, and it's clear their collaboration is just glorious, really glorious.
This is a play that it's been around for a little while, and is a part of a series or something? Are there others?
Yes, yes. There's Greater Tuna Christmas and Greater Tuna. I think there are three or four. It became this franchise, because it was wildly popular.
What do you think there is about it that makes it wildly popular?
Well, I think when it was first done, it was very satirical, and
recognizable characters.
Some of the things that they talked about, such as book banning and record burning, and were sort of lightly satiric at the time, and they've all sort of come to be. So it has this relevance 40 years after it was written, and in a rich way, I think. You know, it speaks to our time, as well as in a way that's probably very different than it was 40 years ago.
When we started rehearsal, Kamala hadn't stepped up yet, and I was nervous that people would be not willing to go there with us because of our fear of what could possibly be. But now that Kamala's there, we have the humor in the play again. And I'm greatly relieved because I know that people will be able to look at this and laugh as opposed to look at this and be fearful.
Right. And so play that out a little bit more in the sense of that there is that we're in a different place, pardon the term, but we're in a different headspace than we were 6 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We are more hopeful and not concerned that this was our inevitable future to live in a world where people would be mean and hateful.
And yet you were ready to do it anyway.
We just played it for the truth at that point. I said they might not laugh, but we'll still play it for the truth because these people are people one must understand. The world is big, and we have to have empathy for everyone. So I just didn't think it would be as funny as I will be now.
And they're all really quirky in a deliciously funny way.
As we are humans.
Well, that's right. But it shows our quirks, but it also shows our commonalities, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know I asked you this question the last time, but I'll ask it again, which is because it's apropos, which is, what is it like to play this many characters, to do that and to have that opportunity?
Well, it's now, we had our dress rehearsal last night, and it started to become really fun.
So, yay!
But it's a challenge. It's a challenge, but that's what you look for. I mean, you know, that's why you do this. You want to be challenged, and you want to grow, and you want to put different hats on, and fulfill
them so beautifully. Yeah. Each hat is beautifully fulfilled by both characters.
Yeah. And you know, you want to play. You know, we're players. Actors are players. You know. So.
What? Give us an idea of some of the characters that you play in this. That you yourself play.
Well, that we start off with Thurston Wheelis, who is a radio host, Joe.
Yes.
So I've based him entirely on you.
OKKK, right? Is that the
radio station?
That's the radio station. OKKK. Where every day we take the time to find out just what's up Tuna's crawl.
and then Yippee the dog.
Yes, that's a half rat, half chihuahua.
Aunt Bertha.
And Bertha's this
soul.
She's really put upon. She's got these teenage twins that are combative. She has a husband that spent four years in prison for robbing a filling station of $47. And
he's a philanderer.
And she is president of Ladies for a Better Tuna.
And the tuna helpers.
And the tuna helpers. And so that the tuna helper. Sorry, it took me so long to get that joke. And then the two of you work together. There's conversing between the two characters.
Oh yes,
or
oh,
between
yes.
the two actors.
Oh yes, lots of interaction. Yeah, we've learned how to change clothes very fast.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, unbelievable!
But we've got people helping us backstage. But you know, we'll go out in one character and come back in.
Trisha and
later.
Ginger are great.
A lot of sweaters, a lot of wigs, a lot of glasses and hairpins and the like.
Wigs,
yes, yeah.
Dresses, coats,
and lots of trepidation.
Well, yeah, welcome to my world. So, it's fascinating because you do that. It seems so effortless in doing it, and I'm curious, even from your point of view, Shelley, as to at what point does it seem like, oh, okay, we have. This timing is down.
Last night.
Really?
Last
really?
Night.
Yeah.
Last night I came back and said to the gentleman, we have a play. Last
That's
night.
That's great.
That was it. We have a fabulous crew. Lena and John and Richard and Gina and Ginger and Trish make it possible. They really do. And David and Wallace are heaven on a plate. They are just incredible.
And I'm not generally naive about theater, you know, this being, you know, not my first rodeo, but when we started to read through the play, I thought, you got two actors and a compact theater, my favorite theater in the whole world, the Birdcliff Theater, but it turns out this play takes a village of people to put it all together. We've got, you know, special effects and sound cues, and it's
It's a lot.
It's great. You know, it's, but, you know, it's mad, and why not? It's a bit of an extravaganza on a tight budget.
I think it's like rocket science. Rocket scientists have nothing on us. What we do here is as akin to rocket science as anything, because this piece and that piece and this piece and the other piece all have to come together in a puzzle, and with everybody working together, it's something.
And when we get it right, it. We hope it doesn't look hard. You know, that's, you know, you
well,
want to
ma-
make
right?
it, you know,
sure.
You want to make it look, oh,
effortless.
They're having a great time and we're having a great time.
Well, I love what you just said, Shelley, because most people say, hey, look, this ain't rocket science.
Yeah,
science.
It is.
And you're like, yeah, it is actually. This is rocket
yeah,
science.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
And because it's all those things that have to come together at the exact same moment to make it work.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're moving parts.
Yeah.
They're moving parts. You know, if the sound cue isn't right and the light cue isn't right, then this isn't right and that isn't right. And uh-oh, we're three beats behind there.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, which means another way of saying a lot can go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have a community of people that are really devoted to pursuing excellence. You know, I mean, we work hard.
And, every one of us.
And,
it's a great crew.
You know, and that's what we want. We want excellence.
Now, I don't know David's work as much, but you, Wallace, just seem like you would not have a problem with frenetic.
Well, you find the calm in the middle of a storm. You know, you have to breathe.
But it also is Wallace. He is, because he's not only just an actor here, he's the producer, which means that he steps up to finish anything that is unfinished with such grace. Such beauty and grace. I am inspired by him regularly.
You told us this story last time, but in the grand scheme of things, the two of you really haven't been working together all that long.
Now it feels like ages. It hasn't been much in time, but...
Well, that was the spring. Now it seems like forever.
No, it's wonderful. We're
both very, you know, neither one of us are spring chickens, nor are we new to theater. And I feel that Wallace is a gift in my life, that this collaboration is just beginning. It's our second show, and we have language, we have mutual respect, and I can't wait to see what we do next.
And I often have to say, Shelley, get out of my head.
What is it like to find a director? I think actors look for this all the time, right? They may or may not achieve it, but... That you look for a director who understands you, who can finish your sentences, who gets it, and then you can work with, and ultimately, and here's the big word, trust.
We had it from day one. We just spoke the same language, and we're both really ambitious about the work,
and hardworking.
Yeah.
I'm a hard worker, and Wallace works as hard as I do, if not harder. Although I think we inspire each other. It's like a couple of racehorses rushing towards the finish line. It's like, oh, your nose ahead of me. Well, I'm going to work a little harder. It's like, you know, it's really inspiring.
It's rich and wonderful.
It may seem, I'm going to try to make this a sensible question, but is all of the work done either on the stage or in the rehearsal room, or is there a lot of work done outside of that?
Mostly in the rehearsal room.
But there's outside prep. There's outside prep. Wallace was watching, there's a preacher in this, and he was saying, he came into rehearsal saying, I was watching evangelicals, you know. So there's research. I always say to my students, because I teach and I say to my students that research is the difference between actors and real people who do it. So I think there's a certain amount of what Wallace said is that there comes a time, like in about a week before you open, where you have no bandwidth for anything else but the show. And so everything is perceived through the lens of, oh, and that has something to do with the show, and this has something to do with the show. So everything becomes...
You can't hear or watch anything else. You know, just, it's like a kind of focus.
Are you planning your next production?
No.
But yes, he is. We started to dream a little.
There's time for that, right?
After September 8th.
Get this.
But we've been talking
way.
About. I do work with masks and giant puppets and that. And we've been thinking that it would be nice to do something with that.
Movement, music, and
we're thinking.
Yeah. All good stuff. Well, Greater Tuna is being presented by Woodstock Fringe at the Birdcliff Theater in Woodstock, New York. It opens tonight, and it runs through September 8th. You have many opportunities to see this beautiful production. All you have to do to find out how is go to woodstockfringe.org, woodstockfringe.org. Shelley Wyant is the director. Wallace Norman is the actor. And our dear friend, and we thank you both for being with us. Have a beautiful performance, a series of performances, and I thank you so much for being with us as
always. Our pleasure. Our pleasure,
Be well.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.